Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey everyone, it's Kelly from thehappyworkaholic.com. And you are listening to a very special episode. I'm recording on a Sunday morning, and I've been going through a lot of shit the last few days. And I just tried to record this episode and completely lost it. And this is, I think, attempt to number four. So I'm here to share what's going on in my life with my health. And I know the last episode, I kind of chose to move possibly in a different direction and not talk about it. But I was lying in bed. I had a million things going on in my mind and I started journaling and something just told me that I need to get on the mic and record this so that I can help more people. And that's all I want to do is be able to help more people. So after missing my best friend's baby shower yesterday, because of health situations, I've been having vertigo. And apparently now it's like a seizure. They don't know. While I was driving, it was probably one of the scariest things in my life. I lost like complete control and feeling as I was driving. And I had to get tested for the seizures this week. So I have been talking about this autoimmune disease. I mean, since I launched this show, it's all about business and my autoimmune disease. And I feel like I just started being like really negative about it. And I shouldn't be. And then I decided last episode I didn't really want to talk about it, or like I wasn't sure and I needed to like be positive so that I could still be able to help other people. And I was told by a new doctor I saw this past Friday, 2 days ago, that I shouldn't stop. And, you know, if I have the strength, I am able to help others. And she's totally right. And God, having an autoimmune disease just really sucks. But I'm here to tell you today that I might not even have this. I might not even have NMO. And I have four doctors, one of them being the top expert in the world, that I was finally able to get on a phone call with. And they are 99.999% sure that I've been misdiagnosed. And that all of these problems and relapses and hospital visits, everything is caused from being on chemo. I've received 10 chemo treatments, which is a drug that can literally kill you. You can stop breathing like right away when you receive these treatments, and I've had 10. Just so many drugs. And they're saying that I don't have it. That nothing is wrong with me. So I've been misdiagnosed. And in the very beginning, I was diagnosed with having multiple sclerosis, which is very common when you are diagnosed with NMO. And
I'm just not going to get through this episode without crying. It's just so, like, sickening to me. But I just need to share how I'm feeling because I know that there's so many other people that have gone through something like this or maybe going through something like this. And I'm here to tell you my story so that you know that you can never, ever give up. Ever. I fought so hard to get this diagnosis that now apparently doesn't even exist. I've had like 20 MRIs, maybe more as of today, and I had lesions in my brain and my spine, and my blood work was positive. I have this disease. However, now all of my scans are crystal clear. And my blood work, I've gotten done at every single lab possible so that it's done a different way, and they've all come back negative. And something that can make your test negative is chemotherapy and steroids, which I've been on, but I haven't done chemo in a year. I skipped two treatments, and they're all coming back negative. So I have the top experts in this disease in the world saying, I don't think you have this. And it's just like incredible to me. Like, this disease does not go away. You could become blind and paralyzed with like a snap of your fingers. And just the other day, driving with vertigo, and now maybe it's seizures. Like, all this shit is from NMO, or it's from taking myself off all these prescriptions I've been on for years that I just recently did about a month ago. And it's all like, it's really a mind fuck if you ask me. It's like I'm living a lie. It's like it didn't even happen. And I'm like, I almost died so many times. It just doesn't like make any sense. But now I have to just move forward with my life. So I have about 12 doctor's appointments until the end of January. I'm getting my port that's been in my body removed. Metal port. I had surgery getting it put in so that I could get chemo because my veins are invisible. And that can cause serious infection in your body. And I go every month to the ER to get it flushed, which basically means to make sure it still works. And I just ended up in the ER on Friday, December 28th, because I lost all control of feeling of my body. I couldn't speak. I could barely move. I couldn't really see straight. Like, all these things are NMO related. However, I have the top doctors saying, you don't have this. So if you listen to the last episode, I mentioned a lawyer. So that's my next step, because you better believe I'm going to fight even harder. I fought, like, I've never fought so hard in my life as I did to get this diagnosis and to fight for other people that are afraid to speak up. And screaming your doctor at the top of your lungs if you need to, like, that's fine. It's your life. It's not theirs. It's your life. And if you want to continue to live it, you need to fight for it. So now I have to fight even harder with lawyers. So who knows how long that's going to take. But you better believe I'm not giving up on this, because it's just so hard. I still can't even comprehend it. How I have lesions in my brain and they magically go away. How this stuff is showing up in my blood work and now it's not. How I've been on all these prescription drugs and like all this chemotherapy for no reason. No reason. It's a misdiagnosis. It doesn't make sense. And I'm still trying to figure that part out. But, you know, it's made me miss a lot of things in my life. A lot. And now I just want to move forward. So I'm just journaling it out, how I feel. I'm sharing with you guys because I've gotten so much feedback from other people that have autoimmune diseases that my advice has helped them, that they're not giving up because they've heard a specific episode. And so I feel like until I have like the end result, I should continue to talk about it, whether some things are negative and positive. And my doctor I saw on Friday, you know, she's like, you really need to keep talking about this. And then I saw another one on Friday, and she just like kind of opened my eyes to some things too. And I don't know. I just can't even comprehend that this is happening. Like a misdiagnosis. Like, how do you misdiagnose something like this? Like, how do you explain all these things that I've had and I don't have anymore? So that's kind of where I am. I just needed to give you guys an update. Obviously, I can't do a Facebook Live crying my eyes out because I've already done that before in the very beginning of this journey. And it's just a lot easier on a podcast because you don't see me with my puffy eyelids and me wrapped up in a blanket on the couch and just living my best life, sharing my life story with you. But I just had to share what's going on. It's been a week. You know, when you have an autoimmune disease and you go through chemotherapy and a lot of scary situations, like life-threatening situations, it really opens your eyes to what you want out of life. And that's why I, you know, mentioned on the show that I'm going through an adoption process now. I want a child. And just with everything that's happened with my body, it's just, and my age, it just doesn't make sense to try. So I'm going to adopt. And there's so many beautiful children out there that need a mom, that need a home. And I want to be that person for someone or more than one. So that's something, you know, I was talking about on another show, and it opened my eyes to, you know, life is so short and you just never know when your time is up. And I just thought it was up a lot lately. And, you know, I came to San Diego to like find a specialist and, you know, move on with my life. And I feel like it's, I've been kind of going backwards, but it's to get these answers that I need to finally move forward. So I guess it's 99% positive now that I don't have a disease. I have nothing. Nothing's wrong with me. that's what they're saying. So it's definitely a tough month. So I don't know. I just felt like I had to share that, and I have to share that you can't just take the advice of, you know, a couple doctors when it comes to something as serious as autoimmune diseases or chronic illness or whatever the case may be. You have to go with your gut. I always say this, you have to go with your gut. If you feel in your heart that something is wrong, and in your gut that something is wrong, then you need to get another opinion. I've now on 10 doctors, 10 neurologists. The last four are all saying, no, I do not have this autoimmune disease. Have I been cured? Most likely not, because there is no cure. It doesn't go away. Luckily for some, it does, but autoimmune diseases are very, very tricky. So what I'm going to continue to do right now with this show and talking about my autoimmune disease is just to kind of give updates as to where I am, or maybe just do like Q&A shows. So if you have an autoimmune disease and you have any questions that you need answered and I can't answer them for you, just as another patient, I'd be more than happy to maybe do a Q&A show. And then obviously the show is going to move in another direction because I am obviously still the happy workaholic, but I won't be sharing anything else about chemo treatments or living life with an autoimmune disease if I don't have one anymore. So that's kind of where I'm at. You will, however, be able to hear more episodes on business and life in general, but just, I guess maybe I'll just keep it to Q&A shows, because, and then just like updates with my personal journey, because I know that it does help others out there going through something like this. I guess that's it. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of like at a loss for words now, because as I'm saying all this out loud, like, I guess it's the end of the road for that. I'm not sure, because I don't think you really want me to talk about how fun it is to show up with attorneys places. I know that doesn't sound fun, and that's definitely going to be another ride. Maybe I should just start another podcast for that. I'm not sure. But listen, if I can make it this far, so can you. You definitely can. And I'm so sorry, I'm crying. It's so emotional. It's so emotional. And it's just made me miss so many happy times in my life. I was told by a doctor I couldn't drive this weekend. I had to lay low just in case I had another seizure. If it even is a seizure, like, why am I having them? I had to stay close to my hospital. So I missed, like, such an important day yesterday, and it just like kills me. But I know that there's going to be so many more, and my health comes first and all that fun stuff. So I just felt like I had to record the show to get what's been like weighing on me so heavily out, because I know that it's going to help somebody else. I know that if you're going through something like this, that you can always reach out to me, because I'm very well versed and having to fight with your life. And just like in business, you need to be so organized when it comes to your health. So organized. If you're not, you're going to miss appointments. You're going to miss the opportunity that you have with these doctors at your visit to get an answer. And then you have to wait another month. If you need any help on how to be organized, please reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, because I can give you some of my tips that I personally do to stay organized. It's literally a full-time job. So if you're listening and you have an autoimmune disease and you need tips and tricks, or you're taking care of somebody that has an autoimmune disease or just is sick in general, chronic illness, you have to be organized, or you're not going to get the answers that you need on time. And having an autoimmune disease is a very timely, time-sensitive matter. You could have symptoms that can go, you know, that can get worse within like minutes. It's just not something to mess around with and joke with. One of them is to make sure, some of my tips I always share, like, you just always have to make sure that you are registered for every single online portal, whether it's your doctor's office, the emergency room visits, the radiology departments, the labs. They're all separate. You have to have an online account with them so that you can access your chart at any time. An example of this is that I went to a new doctor this Friday, 2 days ago, and I needed to show them my thyroid results, and they couldn't pull them. And I immediately downloaded the PDF and put it in my iBooks, which is where I keep all my important documents on my iPhone, so that I could show them those lab results from my thyroid. And if I didn't do that, it would have been a wasted visit, a wasted time, money, energy, like everything for the two of us. Even though they should have had them pulled, you know, they have jobs too, and everything comes in order of an appointment, and mine was honestly last minute. So if you want to be proactive and be organized, that's just something that you're going to need to do first and foremost, is set up an account with every single person you've ever stepped foot into their office or had blood drawn or had scans, anything in the radiology department. You could download your scans. You could see the reports. Like, everything is available to you online. That's something that you have to do. It has to be done. It's going to save you a lot of stress in the long run, I can tell you that. But if you guys need some more tips on how to be organized, I'd be more than happy to share with you some other things that I do. But really, this episode was just to share with you what's going on, because it's a lot. And I've had to, this month, I definitely need a redo of 2019. That is for sure. I've had it all mapped out. I moved, and then I moved again, and then I had all these health problems, and I wasn't living my best life. This is not my best life. This is nothing what I had put down on my vision board to start off a brand new freaking year. But it's definitely taught me a lot, that's for sure. So I've been, you know, quiet on social media because I didn't really know what to say. And I don't really know, like, what to say. So I just explained it all here. Thank you guys so much for listening to me. I know it's, like, a lot. But I know that by sharing my story and using my voice and telling you what's gone on in my life, that I'm able to help others. I know that I have, because they've reached out to me. So my personal next step will be a couple more neurology appointments, getting my port removed. I'm off all my drugs. And then getting the official write-off saying, like, you were misdiagnosed. So that's all going to happen before February 1st, which is insane. And then I'm really going to live my best fucking life, because if I don't have this disease, other than dealing with lawyers now, there's no reason why I can't do a lot of things I wanted to do before. So that's it. That's what I needed to share and get off my chest and just be honest with you about, like, what's really going on and how I've been feeling and how to just move forward, and, you know, sharing my tips on how to be organized so that you can move forward quicker, a lot quicker. If you're not organized, these appointments don't come as soon as you would prefer. Trust me on that. So please feel free to share this with anybody that you know may need to hear it. I'm sorry I cried half the episode. It's just so frustrating, emotional. I can't even, like, celebrate yet because I'm still confused. When I see it in writing, then I'll definitely do a celebratory episode. But until then, it's 99.999. But please share this episode with anybody that you may, that you feel may need to hear it, that is going through something like this, which is super emotional, super stressful, and super so many other things. But I promise you, the next episode I'm recording, I will not be crying. It's going to be a really good one. I decided to split them up in two because I tried to record this so many times. I think this is, I don't know what attempt, but I knew there were going to be a lot of tears because it's real and raw and emotional. So emotional. But I'm going to stop rambling on right now. But thank you guys so much for listening. It means so much. Your support means so much to me. And just sharing this with somebody that you know may need to hear it and fight, please do. And tell them that they could always reach out to me at any time. I'd be more than happy to help them get through it. And that's it. So thanks again for listening, you guys. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, leverage your LinkedIn and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.